the later half, I've kept the best for the later half. So here everything will be fine. It'll be very clear. Yeah, now it's very clear. The first sloka once again will repeat. Asti dharmi tyanumitihi.
Asti dharmi tyanumitihi.
Katam bhavati vagapi.
Katam bhavati vagapi.
Asanyakrishtatvadasmin.
Asanyakrishtatvadasmin.
Pratyaksham anumanavad.
Pratyaksham anumanavad.
The next sloka is na vidyate sti dharmiti.
Na vidyate sti dharmiti.
Na vidyate asti dharmiti, but sandhi will become na vidyate sti dharmiti.
Na vidyate sti dharmiti.
Pratyaksham anumanavad.
Pratyaksham anumanavad.
Prove that there is no self. Hope I'm not confusing. Once again, I'll by n number of ways or any means, then really be careful, because I know for sure, Narayana Gurudevan is saying, I know for sure and I have already said that the self cannot be proved or established in any way except one's own realization. So what will happen if you try to prove the self? What will happen is that you will end up proving the opposite. You will have to accept that the self doesn't exist. Oh, this seems a little bit confusing. Don't think that way. But really, don't get confused. It's just as simple as this. So, we are trying to prove something. So, I'm trying to prove that there is a car in between these two trucks. I'm trying to prove that there is a car in between these two trucks. I don't see it. So, there is no perception. I cannot infer because I don't see it. So inference is also not possible. And then Shabda Pramanam is also not possible, because who would say? Only a fool will say that, yeah, there is there. An authority will not say that there is a car in between. So what will happen? My goal was to try to prove that there is a car in between both. Though I know that it cannot be proved, but still, I am just adamant that, okay, I can prove by logic. Logic is really great. I can use n number of logic. I can use the logic given in Advaita Siddhi. I can use the logic given in Nyaya Amritam. I can use the logic in many other words. And I am going to prove it. So if somebody thinks that they can prove it, what will happen in that case? Like I really want to prove. What will happen is I'll have to accept that there is no perception, there is no inference, there is no authority, which means I'll be myself helping to prove that the car doesn't exist. Is it clear? So this is also a nyayam or a logic used in the scriptures. It's called kuvalaya pida nyayam. So somebody tries to prove something by giving a statement. With that statement itself, try to prove the person wrong itself. So I try to say that the car is there, but the very statement or very my trying to prove that the car is there itself will prove that the car is not there. Is it clear? Yeah, so what happens is, don't be adamant you cannot prove, but if you think you can prove, then you will only prove the opposite. So that is what he says. Na vidyate asti dharmi iti na vidyate pratyaksham anumanavat. So Narayana Gurudevan in this previous shloka, half part, he said that pratyaksham also cannot prove. So he is just reiterating it. Na vidyate means doesn't exist. Is not there. Proof is not there. For what? Asti dharmi iti. Asti dharmi. The dharmi exists. The self exists. For this? Na vidyate. There is no proof. For what? Pratyaksham. For pratyaksham. For perception that the self exists, that cannot be proved. Perception is not there. Anumanavat. Like anumanam. So both anumanam and perception, pratyaksham, perception and inference cannot prove that the self is there. And if you think you can prove, then what will happen is mana abhavat. So this is a concept, like it's a very simple concept. Lack of, I don't know whether you guys are interested or you guys watch investigative serials like Sherlock Holmes or crime scene investigation and other things. So lack of evidence itself becomes an evidence, it becomes a counter evidence. So there is no evidence to prove, like a person, like somebody files a case saying that, oh, Rajesh killed somebody. So somebody files a case, the judge tries to find out evidences, and judge says there is no evidence. Lack of evidence is there. There's no evidence. Means lack of evidence is there. Lack of evidence proves the opposite of what I want to prove in court, that Rajesh killed. So it proves that Rajesh didn't kill. So mana abhava, there is manam. Manam means pramanam. But there is no valid means of knowledge for proving that there is a car in between the two tracks. Since it is not there, I will end up proving that there is no car. I want to prove there is car, but I cannot prove it. Still, if I am adamant and I try any means to do it, I'll end up proving the opposite. So, mana abhavat, asau, for this, to prove that dharmi exists, prove that the self exists, mana bhava, there is no proof at all. So since there is no proof for that, therefore neti, neti bodha, neti, neti means naiti, naiti means not there. So we wanted to prove asti dharmi iti. So dharmi exists, but then I will prove what naiti, naiti means dharmi nasti, dharmi is not there. Neti bodha, that knowledge that dharmi doesn't exist, eva avashishyate, that alone will remain behind. So this means that we cannot try to establish things. We cannot try to establish the self other than the real way to establish the self. So this is also valid for many people who might claim that, okay, I am realized. Oh, I am realized. I think I know the self, so I am realized now. So if somebody says like that, I am realized, that itself means that he is not realized, because there are no valid means to find out that the self exists or I have realized. Realization, a realized master will not say I am realized. He will just say everybody is realized. So if somebody says I am realized, come to me, then he can know that, oh, how can he say that I am realized? The statement itself means that he is telling that the self exists. That is not possible. Oh, wait a minute, if he says like I am realized, that means he has known the self, which is true. Yes, but then he cannot say it to anyone. When I realize that everything is one self, how will I say it to Rajesh? I cannot say it to Rajesh, because Rajesh is not different from me. If Rajesh is not different from me, how can I tell to Rajesh that, oh, I am the self, you are the self? There is no way of doing that. So that means that, oh, then why does Amma or the scriptures say Tattvamasi, you are that? The scriptures say you are that. How do they say that? Okay, the scriptures say you are that. But the scriptures also say that everybody is that. The scriptures don't stop with you are that. Scriptures say everything is that. That's the difference. So we cannot find any proof for the Atman. So what drives a person in the spiritual path? So what drives the person in the spiritual path is the glimpse of the happiness. To an extent, logic can help us. So even as a person is doing high jump. So what he does is he uses his stick to jump high. And after he crosses over, he throws his stick away. So the stick is of no use. In fact, really, the stick is of no use. But still, it helps him till that point of crossing over. Similarly, logic used in the right way can prove us. Cannot prove us, but it can hint us that there is something called the self. How do I know that there is something called the self? The self is bliss. I do experience bliss when I go to Amma. I do experience bliss in deep sleep. So that means it is, at least if it is, even if it is limited, which means that there is something that has bliss in it. Even if it is for 1 minute, I get that unlimited bliss. And even after coming from Amma, I still remember that and I am able to see. It's not like worldly happiness. Remembering the happiness that we had, we are sad. Remembering the bhajan that we had in the morning. Oh, bhajan in the morning was really good. I was very happy. Remembering that happiness, we will say, oh, we didn't have bhajan in the afternoon. So remembering that, we'll become sad. So that is the case of worldly happiness. But with happiness of the self, even when we remember, we'll be able to rejoice. So to an extent, logic will help us, but logic cannot take us beyond. So that's why Amma, awakened children, Amma says that there is a range for logic. There is a time when we have to let go of logic, else that logic itself will stick at the logic plane, will not be able to realize, will not be able to go beyond. So if the person says, if the long high jumper says, I won't let go of the stick, then he can't jump at the side. When he jumps, he has to let go of the stick. So that is what should be done. So wrong use of logic will not help us in trying to prove that the Atman exists. It also will not help. And what will really help? The faith that the self exists. Because of some hint of logic that hints at the self, we do have, and that hinting logic is enough. That is enough proof. That is enough proof to give us faith, to make us proceed. So that is what should a person should do. But again, like Amma said in the previous day in Awaken Children, so there can be like we may like at some time like we may just say that okay, oh this is it. I am realized I don't have anything any further to go. So that shouldn't happen, which means that until we experience the self is not proved at all. So if we remember that until we realize the self is not proved at all, we will not be able, we will not stop at any point. We will not say, oh, I have learned Gita, 700 shlokas of Gita, so this is done. I don't have to proceed any further. That won't happen because such a person will remember that the self cannot be proved, self can only be experienced. So how can it be experienced? It can be experienced as Anandam. Come to that. So the last shloka is
Asannikrishtatvadasya
Pratyaksham Dharma Dharmino
Pratyaksham Dharma Dharmino
Pratyaksham Dharma Dharmino
Pratyaksham Dharma Dharmino Asannikrishtatvadasya
Pratyaksham Dharma Dharmino
Pratyaksham Dharma Dharmino
Asrishta Sahacharyacha Asrishta Srishta Asrishta Sahacharyacha Asrishta Sahacharyacha
Asrishta Sahacharyacha
Asrishta Sahacharyacha
Asrishta Sahacharyacha
Dharmin Yanumiti Kutaha Dharmin Yanumiti Kutaha Dharmin Yanumiti Kutaha
Dharmin Yanumiti Kutaha
Asrishta Sahacharyacha
Asrishta Sahacharyacha
Dharmin Yanumiti Kutaha
Dharmin Yanumiti Kutaha
Asannikrishtatvadasya Pratyaksham Dharma Dharmino
Pratyaksham Dharma Dharmino
Asrishta Sahacharyacha
Asrishta Sahacharyacha
Dharmin Yanumiti Kutaha
Dharmin Yanumiti Kutaha
As we said, like he is again kind of reiterating things. So, asannikrishtatva, asannikrishtam, asannikrishtam means no sense contact. The self cannot have sense contact. Therefore there is no pratyaksham for the self. And since there is no pratyaksham for the self, therefore, anumanam is also not valid. So, earlier he didn't give as to why anumanam is not valid. He gave this that pratyaksham is not possible, that means anumanam is also automatically done. But in anumanam, like we inferring that fire exists, there needs to be a relationship between fire and smoke, and we need to perceive smoke. So that is called sahacharyam. So sahacharyam, in inference, sahacharyam means like a relationship between fire and smoke, a relationship between fire, which is really to be proved. We want to assert that the fire exists, but through smoke. So the sahacharyam, the relation between both, that should be there. And since the Atman cannot have any contact with anything, therefore, asrishta sahacharyat. Sahacharyat means due to relationship. Asrishta sahacharyat means there is asrishtam means which is not cannot be created. Such a relationship cannot be created or established. So since there cannot be any relationship between smoke and fire, in this case we cannot have any smoke which is related to fire for the Atman. Therefore, dharmini anumitihi kutaha. Dharmini. So therefore, how can we infer the self? So dharma dharmini, dharmi can, we can say dharmi, dharmini also is dharma, like the person who holds the dharma or who is seeing the dharma is dharmi, we can call any also is fine. And we can also interpret in a little different way. So dharmi means the subject who experiences, dharmini means the subject who holds the object. So dharmi means subject who perceives the object, dharmini means that which holds the object. So going by the fire smoke example, that analogy, I am the dharmi because I see smoke. But I infer fire, therefore I am the subject dharmi. But what real, do I hold fire? I don't hold fire. What holds fire? The mountain. So the mountain, in the mountain, the fire cannot be inferred. Okay, don't get confused so much and all. The dharma dharminoho. So for dharma, for that which is to be proved, and like that which is like that which holds or like whatever, we can just consider that fire and other things like mountain or smoke. Smoke is required, mountain is required for us to infer fire. So those are not there. There is no relationship between the Atman and anything in the world, which means asrishta sahacharyam. Of what? Dharma dharminoho. For dharma and dharminaha. So for dharma, for fire and smoke and other things, therefore dharmini anumitihi kutaha. So how can we really infer? So inference is impossible for the self. The same thing he is explaining, he is again reiterating. So we'll just repeat like one, I'll repeat once the end, all the three shlokas, and then we'll conclude. I'll asti dharmi tyanumitihi.
Asti dharmi tyanumitihi.
Katam bhavati vagapi.
Katam bhavati vagapi.
Asannikrishtatvadasmin.
Asannikrishtatvadasmin.
Pratyakshamanumanavat.
Pratyakshamanumanavat.
Navidyate asti dharmi.
Navidyate asti dharmeti.
Pratyakshamanumanavat.
Pratyakshamanumanavat.
Manabhavadasau neti.
Manabhavadasau neti.
Bodhayeva vashishyate.
Bodhayeva vashishyate.
Asannikrishtatvadasya.
Asannikrishtatvadasya.
Pratyaksham dharma dharmino.
Pratyaksham dharma dharmino.
Asrishta sahacharyacha.
Asrishta sahacharyacha.
Dharminyanumitikutaha.
Dharminyanumitikutaha.
Yeah, so this work, in short, what it explains is that we cannot really try to prove the self. So if we cannot prove the self, it also means that the spiritual path is not something that is very easy. Because each and every moment we are trying to seek something that cannot be proved, something that cannot be really shown until we gain the complete experience of the self, complete or the only experience of the self. So we have to have faith, and then with the limited logic that prove that the self exists, we have to proceed. And when we proceed, we will really get the experience of the self. So realization is not just learning the scriptures, it is not singing bhajans, it is not seeing the self in Amma, but it is experience. That experience which makes us complete, that experience which makes us full, makes us like feel content, that experience which makes us blissful, that alone is realization. Anything else is just a means to realization. It's a hint to realization. It is not realization. And it's not tough at all to practice, because what we have to do is just remember that everything is the self, and through the small or limited logic that the scriptures give about the self, as to what the self is, we have to proceed. We have to progress in the spiritual path. We have to go on reiterating that, okay, everything is the self alone exists, through the logic that the scriptures give, logic of swapna, logic of other things. all those logic ropes, snake analogy, all those, with that we have to convince ourselves. But we should remember that those logic nor the scriptures are not realization. Amma is not realization, but realizing that I in me is Amma, that is realization. So unless we understand this particular concept, we will be struggling. Like, we will think we are realized. We will, like, after meeting Amma and becoming a devotee of Amma, we may think it is realization, but that is not realization. Devotee of Amma means a person who knows Amma, who tries to see things in Amma. That's it. But that is not realization. Then what is realization? Realization is when we realize that the I in me is one with Amma. So that is realization. So we have to remember, it's not tough. It's a very simple work. Speaks about the futility of all pramanam. They all, even the shastras, we have to let go of the shastras, we have to let go of the guru, we have to let go of everything for realization, because realization is not related in any way to anything, because everything is a self as the substratum. That way everything is the same, else the self doesn't have any contact with anything at all. The only contact that the self has with everything is that it is a substratum. If we get happiness from anything, that is because of the happiness of the self getting limited. So just remembering that, till we get experience, I'll not stop. Till I become content, till I become blissful,